Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yetesimun Aleph. We're holding on Yetesimun Aleph, the second line from the top, Tanu Rabbanon. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, Kli Shenitmam Erev Yomtif, if you have a Kli which became Tamei on Erev Yomtif, so you're not allowed to Taivul on Yomtif, says the Tanikamo, in Matbilonai say Beina Shmashois, you're not even allowed to Taivul it, even Beina Shmashois going into Yomtif. Because being that it's a Suffolk, it might already be Yomtif, it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila, so you're not allowed to take your chances, you're not allowed to be Taivul it. Rav Shimon Shazuri Aimer, Af Bechol in Matbilonai say, even during the week, even when it's not, nothing to do with Yomtif, you can never Taivul a Kli, Beina Shmashois. Why not? Because you need Harif Shemesh in order to be able to use the Kli after it goes into the Kelim Mikvah. You need to wait until it has Harif Shemesh. Memela, there's a problem to use it, to Taivul it Beina Shmashos, because a person might think that now he could use the Kli right away. He might think that he has Harif Shemesh, when really it's a Suffolk, it might already be past this man of Harif Shemesh. So therefore, don't be Taivul, don't allow people to Taivul Kelim during Beina Shmashos. But Tanakama Leibai Harif Shemesh, that seems like a very simple chashash. So why wasn't Tanakama worried for this? Does he not require Harif Shemesh? So says the Gemara, my Rava. Rava said over that Nashkachtinu l'Rabban in the Beit Rav. I one time found the Talmidim of Rav. They were the Asi v'Kaami. They were sitting and they were saying, they were explaining the Machlekes that b'Machshavta nikeres mitoich ma'isav kamiflagi. The Machlekes Tanakama and Reb Shimon Shazuri is if you could tell a person's Machshava, what he's thinking, based off of what he's doing. Ve'ichidami, what's the case? Could going to knock at man bidei, the guy was holding a kli in his hand, v'rahit v'azo bein hashmashos lad bulei, and he was running bein hashmashos to go taivulet. So Meir Sever hide the karait v'azo made a yad of the bay hair of Shemesh. The Tanakama held that you could understand from the fact that he's running, he obviously, why is he running? It must be he knows about the din of Harif Shemesh. And he knows that time's running out. So he'll get to the mikvah, and he'll see that he missed it. So we know that we have no chashash to stop him from tibling his kli bein hashmashos. Umar Savar, whereas Reb Shimon Shazuri held, that machmas malachto yudikarai, that no, maybe he's just running because he has some work to do, so you can't assume that he knows the halacha just because he's running. Now, v'amina lu'ana, says Rava, I said to these Talmidim of Rav, who are saying over that this is the machlokes, then no, I disagree. Everybody agrees that you're able to assume his machshava is that he knows about the din of Harif Shemesh. Everybody agrees that if he's running Bein HaShemeshes, then we would allow him to type with the Kli Bein HaShemeshes. Ki pligi the machlokes is about a specific case, kagoin di itami bepachis mikadashim. He one time had a different Kli, which didn't really become tame. It touched the sheretz, which was less than Adasha. Va'asa l'kami d'rabbanan, and he came to the Rav, l'shayule b'pachus mikadasha itami iloi, to ask him if a kli becomes tame with less than Adasha of a dead sheretz. Now, that's a ridiculous question, because of course, everybody knows, the shear for a dead sheretz to be metame a kli is only if it's kadasha, the size of a lentil. So therefore, so we know already this guy doesn't know the din of Adasha. So now Mar Savar, Reb Shimon Shazuri held, Midaha loy gomer, Harif Shemesh nami loy gomer. That's what happened last week. Now this week he actually has a Kli which became Tameh. So Reb Shimon Shazuri held that we don't allow this guy to bring his Kli to the mikveh bein HaShemashos. We have to be Choshed him that he doesn't know the din of Harif Shemesh, just like he didn't know the din of Adasha. So maybe he also doesn't know this halacha. Whereas Umar Sover, the Tanakama held that no, ha hu delay gomer, he didn't know the din of Adasha, it's not mefurish in the Torah, but ha harif, but Harif Shemesh gomer, but the din of Harif Shemesh, which is mefurish in the Torah, so that we could assume that he does know, and there's no reason to stop him. Now we mentioned in the end of the Mishnah that umadbilim migav legav umichabura lechabura. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa explains these last two dinim. Keitzan migav legav, what does it mean migav legav? Haraita lasa isgito agavkado ivikado agavgito aisa. It means that a person who wants to bring a kli to the mikvah, that he already tivled, but he tivled it having in mind to use it for his gas, for his wine press, and then he decided to use it to make oil, or he had it in mind originally for oil, and then he wanted wants to use it now for wine, so now there's no tefillah on such a thing. You don't have to have in mind the thing that you're tivling it for. This guy, for whatever reason, he has it in his head and he wants to tivle it again now that he had in mind the wrong thing, so he's allowed to bring it to the mikvah on Yom Tov. There's nothing wrong, or on Shabbos, because it's not really a halachic tefillah. And case of mechabur lechabura, similarly, the case of chabur lechabura, what's the case? It's hayayicha bechabura zu. He originally was taivul, either himself or some kalim, to eat the carbon pesach with this chabura. V'raitza leechel bechabura acheres, and then he switches, now he wants to eat the carbon pesach with another chabura. And again, he has it in his mind that now he needs to go to the mikvah again, now he needs to taivul his plates again. Harashis biyada, he's allowed to, because it's not a halachic tvila, and memela, there's nothing wrong. Now says the Mishnah, Beshamei Oimrim, Beshamei says, Mevi and Shlamim, Ve'ein Saimchen Alayin. Now when it comes to Yom Tov, where you have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, and also sometimes the Shalmei Simcha, so you're allowed to bring a Shlamim on Yom Tov, Ve'ein Saimchen Alayin. But you're not allowed to do smicha. You could bring it, because it's eichon nefesh, you get to eat some of it, but you're not allowed to do smicha, you can't put your weight on the animal, because that's a shvas. Avoloi Eilais, and you're not even allowed to bring a carbon Eila, so the Eilas Re'iyah, you have to wait till Cholamayit to bring it. You're not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Ubeisil Leimrim, Beisil says, and no, Mevien Shlamim, Ve'ailais, Ve'saimchen Aleyan, everything's mutter. You could bring Shlamim, you could bring Ailais, and you could do Smicha on all of them. Now Amar Ula explained, that Machlaikas B'Shami Chagiga Lismaich, Ve'ailas Ri'a Likarev. If you tally it up, the Machlaikas is about whether you could do Smicha on the Shami Chagiga, and whether or not you're even allowed to bring a carbon Ri'a, the Ailas Ri'a. The Beishamai Savri, Beishamai says you're not allowed to bring a carbon ria, because the Pasuk says, V'chagoysem oisei chag l'Hashem. It says you could bring it as a chagiga to Hashem, chagiga in oilas ria loy. So the Shami chagiga, that's mutter, but you cannot bring an oilas ria. Obeisil Savri, then no, you could bring an oilas ria, because l'Hashem called the l'Hashem. The Pasuk says that you bring a chagiga l'Hashem, we learn out from there that even a carbon that's just l'Hashem, like the oilas ria. So that's what Ula said, that's if you tally it up, that's the machlaikis. Avon nedar mo nedava is divya kol and craven biyamtif. When it comes to bringing a neder, a carbon neder or a nedava, so that you're not allowed to bring on yamtif. Vachena meravada bar avo, that nedar mo nedava is and craven biyamtif. Stam a person made a neder or a nedava to bring a carbon, so that he's not allowed to bring on yamtif. There's no set time to bring it, there's no reason to bring it on yamtif. Meisve asked the Gemara, I'm Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that you are allowed to bring the Shalme Nedava or Neder on Yom Tov. Reb Shimon ben Elazar said that Leinechlaku Beishami Beisilal Ayla She'ena Shal Yom Tov, She'ena Kreva Beyom Tov. There's no machlekes about an Ayla which is not a Yom Tov carbon, meaning a Neder or a Nedava. That everybody agrees you're not allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Va'al Shlamim She'en Shal Yom Tov, She'kreva Beyom Tov. And everybody also agrees about the Shalme Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, the Shlamim of Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Aman Nechleku, what's the Machlaikas? Al Ayla Shehi Shal Yom Tov, Va'al Shlamim She'enin Shal Yom Tov. On an Ayla, which is the Yom Tov carbon, the Ayla Asriya, and a Shlamim, which is even not Shal Yom Tov, Nedava or Neder, Shebeishame Aimrim Lo Yavi, Ubeisil Aimrim Yavi, Beishame says you're not allowed to bring it, and Beisil says you can, you are allowed to bring it. So you see, Beisil was Matir a Shlamim, even if it's a Neder, and a dava. So it's a kasha on Ula in Rav Adabar Ava. So it says the Gemara, Tarat Zvei Mahachi, you could just switch around the Brisa a little bit. That this is what Rav Shimon ben Elazar said. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Neinechuku Beishami Beisilal Al Ayla Vishlamim She'enin Shal Yom Tov. Everybody agrees both about an Ayla and a Shlamim, if they're not Karbanas of Yom Tov, meaning it's a Neder or a Nedava, She'en Kraven Beyom Tov. You're not allowed to bring those Karbanas on Yom Tov. Va'al Shlamim She'en Shal Yom Tov, She'kraven Beyom Tov. And everybody agrees about a Shlamim, which is a Yom Tov carbon, Shlamim, it's a Neder and a Dava, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Ama Nechleku Al Ayla Shehi Shal Yom Tov. The Machlaikas is only about the Ayla's Re'iya. Shebe Shami Aimrim Lo Yavi, Be Sil Aimrim Yavi. So that's Mamish, exactly like Ula and Rabada Bar Ava said. Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's no reason to switch around the gears of the Braisa. Tanai Shakhalta Me'alma. Did you look around and you found all the Tanayim in the world? What's wrong with having a Tana, a Braisa that's not like Ula and Rav Adabar Ava? Did you look around? Tanahi, there's another Tana that says like Ula and Rav Adabar Ava. So it's a Mahoikas Tanayim, and they were going like the other Tana. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Shlamim Abba and Machmas Yamtif, When it comes to shlamim, which come for the yamtif, meaning shami chagiga and simcha, be yamtif, to bring it on yamtif, be shami aimrim saimach alein me'erif yamtif v'sheichten be yamtif, re shami says, do the smicha before yamtif, and then shecht it on yamtif, ube so aimrim saimach alein be yamtif v'sheichten be yamtif, then no, you can do the smicha and the shechita on yamtif, everything is mutter on yamtif. Aval nedarim u nedavais, but when it comes to nedarim u nedavais, divrei akol ain kraven be yamtif. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to bring the Dharma and the Davos on the Yomtif. So we have a Tana Mefurish, just like Ula and Rav Adabar Rav said, that there's no bringing the Dharma and the Davos on the Yomtif. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, there's no kasha, the fact that you found a Tana, you found Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says not like Ula and Rav Adabar Rav, because here we have a Tana that says like Ula and Rav Adabar Rav.